Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. In times such as these, perilous times indeed, when there are problems all over the nation, all over the world. Father, thank you because our joy is that your coming is so near. Lord, when men's hearts are failing them, us will be rejoicing in the name of Jesus, knowing that our redemption is near, knowing that your soon return is very near. Lord, we want to thank you for that comforting statement. Say, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give to every man as his word shall be. Thank you, faithful God, as we go into your word, speak to us. Speak to us your words. Lord, and let faith come alive in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of the show is Audition, Prevailing Prayers. Why do we need, we know what prayer is all about. Why do we need prevailing prayer? Especially because of the times we are living in, there's need for us to pray. We are told in the book of Luke that men ought always to pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. Pray until what you desire happens. Is all well with the nations? No. We are in America. Is everything well with America? No. There are prophecies concerning America, United States of America, that judgment will fall. And we are all convinced. But I don't believe we are just going to fold our hands and say, yes, God has said California will slip into the sea. And that's the end of it all. Judgment will visit the nations, cities, and then we sit and watch. From the word of God, we are going to see that there's a responsibility on our part to pray. Because sometimes God gives us prophecies that we can change by prayers. We know that there are other prophecies, unconditional prophecies, that must come to pass, like the coming of the Lord. Whether unbelievers like it or not, Jesus will come again. Amen. Yes, there's nothing anybody can do about that. But there are certain testimony, there are certain prophecies that God gives to us. Sometimes it looks pleasant, sometimes it's unpleasant. If it's unpleasant, we pray for God to intervene and change the situation. Amen. We shouldn't just watch, say, we receive a prophecy that so-and-so city will be destroyed. We do nothing about it. It's not the best at all. Let's take our first reading from the book of Luke, chapter 18. Prevailing prayers. Luke, chapter 18, verse 1. The parable of the persistent widow. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. To be faint means to be discouraged. Men ought always to pray and not to be discouraged because of what we see around us, in the family circle, in our communities, in cities, and even in our nation. Then Jesus Christ now gave a parable. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Verse 4. And he would not for a while, but afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Amen. Can you see something there? The reason why the unjust judge said he would do something, so that he would not be worn out. Because the woman was persistent. Avenge me of my adversary. Avenge me. Come tomorrow. Come tomorrow. Come tomorrow. And she never gave up. She was persistent, coming again and again. God, remember that case. Remember that case. You know, the woman didn't give up. And because she was persistent, the man said, let this woman wear me out. Let me answer her. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Praise the Lord. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Are we not the saints? Are we not the elect? He will avenge us speedily. Amen. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Shall he find persistent faith on the earth? We should pray until God grants our heart desires in Jesus' name. But you know that the desire of man, they are innumerable, you know. As we ask God to do something for us now, he does it for us. Tomorrow, another need will arise. Another need will arise. And when God answers that, another one will arise. In fact, God wants us to pray. Keep on praying. Pray is like breathing in and breathing out. He wants us to pray, to maintain a relationship with him. He is our Father. Amen? Yeah, we depend on him. He's the vine. We are the branches. We cannot do anything of our own. That is why we need to be dependent on him. That's why we need to always ask him for divine guidance and intervention. We know in the Bible of people who have prayed, who have stood in the gap, who have been great intercessors. Let's talk about some of them, just some of them, just to inspire us. Because it is good to pray. Not just for our own needs. Not just for my own need. But for the need of your neighbor, for the need of a brother or sister, and for the church, and for the nations. It's God's will that we pray for the church always, and also for the nation, until we see the finger of God. Abraham, let's talk about Abraham. Abraham was a great intercessor. He was a man of faith who went to the land that God showed him, even though he had never been there. He went by faith and he possessed his possession. We too shall possess our possession in the name of Jesus, because we are children of Abraham. Amen? As Abraham interceded for his nephew Lot, let us also learn to intercede for our relations, for people around us, for our friends, so that God will spare their lives. We know in Genesis chapter 18, how that Sodom and Gomorrah, they have been giving up to the sin of sodomy. The same kind of sin that is in America today and all over the world. When their cup was full, judgment was ripe, and God visited Sodom and Gomorrah. But before he went there, he conferred with his friend Abraham. Amen. Abraham was God's friend, though. And you too can be God's friend. Amen. Yes. He told Abraham after he visited, you know, there were three angels that came to visit Abraham. It happened that one of them was God himself. Theophany, God in manifestation even at that time. Amen. This guy came to Abraham in form of an angel and he said, where is your wife? She's there. And then he said, by this time next year, you shall have, by this time, in due time, he didn't give him the exact time, that he will have a son born unto him. Well, it took 25 years to materialize, but God is faithful. In due time, they had Isaac. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but he quickly told Abraham that, look, these people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they are too sinful. Their cup is full, so we want to go and judge them. And then the angels went to Sodom and Gomorrah to judge them. But because he prayed for his nephew, he prayed so that Sodom will not even be destroyed. That's why, first of all, he said, God, if you can find 50 righteous people in Sodom, will you destroy that place? God said, 50? No. Abraham said, I won't stop there. So there are no 50 righteous in Sodom. Okay, suppose it's 45. God said, I will not.
Suppose it's 30. Suppose it's 25. Suppose it's 20. God said, I will not. Abraham said, I beg. Please, bear with me. I don't want that place destroyed because my nephew is there and his family. Suppose it's 10. T-E-N. Will you still destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? God said, no. Is that not wonderful? That in the whole city, everybody, they were all given to the sin of sodomy. And there were not 10 people. In Phoenix, I believe God can find 10 people. Amen. But the sins of the people of America is so much too. But this is my comfort. That for 10 people's sake, God will not destroy America. He will not destroy our families. He will not destroy Nigeria. Amen? So we have to pray. Just play your part and leave the rest to God. So Abraham was a great intercessor. He really made his best effort to see that Sodom was not destroyed, more particularly his nephew. But God, in his mercy and compassion, spared Lot and his family. Though we know that the wife turned back, Lot's wife looked back. May we not look back in Jesus' name. May we not turn back in the name of Jesus. God decided to just because of Abraham, because of you, God will spare your in-law. Because of you, God will spare your uncle, your cousins. So if you have not been praying for them, please, much more than ever before, let's learn to pray for other people and not just for me, I. In the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 7, we're not going to read a lot of scripture, but just refer to them. Jeremiah gave a prophecy that, look, the people of Judah will go into captivity in the land of Babylon. But that they should prepare to stay a long time. Because for 70 years, they're going to be there. So it's a long, long time. And they get married there and have children and all. And that when you get to that place, pray for the peace of the city. Let's read it. Just one verse there. Jeremiah 29. Verse 7. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof ye shall have peace. Amen. Pray for the city of Phoenix. For in the peace of Phoenix thereof, you yourself will have peace in your home. Pray for the peace of Nigeria. Many of us know everybody were from Nigeria. That in the peace thereof, we shall have peace. We have relations there. It's not possible to just bring all relations down here. So we still have them there. And for that reason, we need to intercede. Not only because of them, but for other brethren in Nigeria, for the church of God in Nigeria. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God in Nigeria in Jesus' name. Daniel prayed for his people. Daniel was a man of excellence. The Spirit of God was upon him, and God used him marvelously. He served under 3 monarchs, even 4, because of his excellent spirit. He feared God. We need to pray that God will raise up people like Daniel in our time. People who fear God and they are in position of authority in our nations. That God will use them. They will be bold like lions. The righteous, they are as bold as lions. They will not soon compromise with the world, but make a difference like Daniel. And yet Daniel was preferred above all others. Became vice president. President among all the vice presidents. Because of the spirit of excellence and the fear of God. Daniel prayed for his people. He had read Jeremiah's prophecy. Jeremiah 25 verse 11. concerning the, you know, the exile that's going to be for 70 years. So they had been in Babylon. And now it was the 69th year. Daniel just took the burden of his own nation upon himself alone. We're not talking of as many people as we are here. Just one man. Say, ah, it's almost time. Oh, 69 years have passed. And God said, according to the book of Jeremiah, that for 70 years, God's people will be there. So he now prayed. He said, okay, let the 70 years just come now and pass. He's prayed for the fulfillment. Amen. Amen. It's just like us having the promise of the translation. Do we fold our hands? See, translation will come where it will come. No, we have to do something about it. We have to seek after God. We have to have a closer walk with God. Draw near unto God, and God will draw near unto you. When we do that, God will come in his time. So Daniel prayed, and even while fasting and praying for his nation, God gave him further revelation. As we pray and intercede for our relation and our nation, may the Lord also intervene in our affairs in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you may not just even pray for yourself. In that prayer, we're not going to read everything there. Daniel took the body of the people upon himself. If you read that passage in Daniel chapter 9, you see, he said, the sin of the people is as if he was a partaker. He did not partake, but he was just praying, empathizing with the people, praying that God will have mercy. So when we are praying for others, we should also be in their stead. We should, as if we are in their position. That's what we can rightly pray for them. Amen. There are so many things to pray about. And the Bible actually enjoins us to pray. In Ezekiel chapter 9, we also told about the ink horn writer. How that there was so much evil in the house of God, and God wanted to bring judgment upon the people. First of all, he had to tell the angels to take a look at the temple of God and look at what they were doing, different kind of divination, all kind of evil going on in the household of God. Then God said, go and put a mark on some people. Go and separate unto him some people among the multitude, because not everybody was corrupt and bad. And he asked the inkhorn writer to mark some people. Those people that were marked, they were saved from judgment when judgment fell. Just like, you know, in Exodus, when the Israelites, they were about going on their journey to the promised land. You know, a lamb was killed, every household killed a lamb. They put the blood upon the doorpost. When the death angel came, when they saw the blood of the lamb, you know, the death angel passed over. May the death angel pass over you in the name of Jesus. Because greater than the blood of that lamb that was slain has been slain for us. Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ avails for us. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ brings protection. Amen. So we are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. So as the death angel went around, those who had the blood, they were spared. In time of Ezekiel, as the man with writer's ink on, you find that story in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 3 to 6. As they marked the people that were sighing him, how did the ink on writer know the people of God? God told him, those that sighed and cried. What does that mean? Those that were concerned about the problem, the sins of the people. There was sin in the camp, in the nation. They were not comfortable. They were not happy seeing all that. Neither did they just sit tight. But they were praying. They were crying to God day and night for God's mercy. So those that cried to God were spared. Amen. If you too emerge as an intercessor today, God will spare you in time of calamity in Jesus' name. Learn to pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. So there are evil decrees in America, we know already. It's my prayer. I pray on my own most every day that these evil decrees will be upturned in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, some people will say, these things must happen so that rapture will take place. Yes, but the Bible also says that I should pray for my nation. Pray for America. Amen. You can see the politics going haywire, violence coming and all that. Very unusual for America. These are evil trends. We must pray to arrest this spirit. Amen. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. There was a man in the Isaiah chapter 38, 1 to 5. A king called Hezekiah. We all know the story very well. How that God told Isaiah, go and tell this man. He should prepare his heart because he's going to die. Point blank, he went and told him, thus saith the Lord, you are dying, but prepare your house. The man did not say, God has said it, so let it be. He didn't say so. He went to the wall and prayed to God. In other words, he was secluded from everybody, from the family and from friends. He prayed to God, and God heard his prayer. And God said, okay, prophet, go and tell him again. Because he's penitent, because he has repented, I will add 15 more years to his life. Amen. All of us want to live long. Yes, all of us want to live long. We want our days to be lengthened. So God lengthened his days. May God lengthen our days in Jesus' name. We want to serve him with energy. We want to be full of energy and zeal to serve him. Until the trumpet sound. Amen. Because we don't know the day or the hour. But before he comes, that we'll be up and doing, interceding, praying for the church of God so that God will intervene. Amen. Brethren, let us pray for our nation. It is good to pray. Nineveh was a nation that was so much given to evil. Jonah was sent to go to the people of Nineveh. Go and warn these people to repent. You know the story of Jonah, the reluctant prophet. He didn't go to where God sent him. He cornered this way and went to Tarshish. He was swallowed up, and in the midst of the belly of the whale, he cried, and God heard him. He came out, and he was now repentant somehow. Say, okay, God, what is it? You really want me? I want to do it now. I want to do it now. So he went. It was not from his whole heart, but he went and I gave the message. Amen. He went and told the people that, look, 40 days time, Nineveh is destroyed. Period. He didn't even have to encourage anything. But thank God for the king. Thank for the people. They cried unto God, they fasted. See, everybody fast and pray so that this judgment will not come upon us. Did God answer them? God answered them. Amen. When in the New Testament Peter was in prison, he was in prison and prevailing prayer was going on his behalf. We're praying that God will deliver, Peter. Did God deliver him? God answered because the sons of God prayed. We should pray until what we desire happen. Amen. We shouldn't give up. In Luke chapter 21, verse 36, I say we should watch and pray, so that we'll be accounted worthy to escape the upcoming judgment upon the world system. Judgment is certainly coming. We should pray that we'll be caught up. Amen. So that when the disaster comes, we'll not be here. We should pray about it. It's not enough to say, I believe in the translation. And then you don't do anything about it. Those that pray, those that desire, those that long for his coming, he will appear a second time. It's not those who don't even believe that he's coming again. Some don't believe that he's coming again. We do believe that he's coming again, and our hope shall not be dashed in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, we'll soon pray now. We'll pray for our nation, Nigeria. Within the last few days, the news I've been hearing has been terrible. We've got a new government there, and the challenges are enormous. You have all heard about the Niger Delta militants, have you? Have you? Who has not heard? Raise up your hand. We have all heard. We have all heard. And the new groups are springing up. They want a state of their own. Not just the Biafra now. They want Niger Delta state. In fact, they have even printed their currency. And on May 30th, about 53 people were killed when they were demonstrating. They were not armed. And that one infuriated the people. So they heightened their attacks on oil pipelines and all. And it's been terrible in that area of Nigeria. Great is the challenge that the president is facing right now. We need to pray. Just yesterday, I read also that Middle Belt, they've got their own currency now. On the internet, on the news. Can you imagine? They didn't even make noise all the while. No noise, no noise. That's so. They got their own currency. You see the pictures there. So what does that portend for Nigeria? Our relations are there, scattered all over. Should we fold our hands and say, this end time, these things must come. And then we just accept them like that. We need to pray. Amen. We pray for God's divine intervention. In the peace of Nigeria, our relations who are there, we have peace. And once in a while, we do go back to Nigeria. So we want to meet a peaceful nation. Because when there was war in Nigeria, it was terrible. If you had a car at that time and a soldier felt like just using your car, that was the end. Nothing. If you had a store and you were selling provision and a soldier got hold of the key, that was the end. Your ownership has ceased. So, no law and order. When there is war, there is chaos. No human rights. So, we don't want war in Nigeria. So, let us pray for our nation, Nigeria, that God will grant wisdom to our leaders. Because we know that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 to 5, that we should pray for our nation. But before we start praying, let's just read it. Read that passage now. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 to 4. Not only Nigeria, other nations, but yeah, I'm only just telling you about that before we start praying. 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 4. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. Can you see the reason why we need to pray? That we, children of God, may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. In some nations, this is not possible. Christians are being hunted and killed everywhere. In the Middle East, in India, in North Korea, etc. Many other nations, even in Nigeria, you know. So let us first of all pray for Nigeria. I'm going to ask somebody to round up after we have prayed individually. We owe our nation that responsibility. The latest I heard now is that Nigerian Army, they have deployed a lot of aircrafts, military aircrafts, to that region to prevent the vandalism of oil pipelines and all that. But Britain have warned Nigeria that if they use military force, to be disastrous. So what will the president do in these circumstances? He wanted to go to Ogoniland, but they put threatening him that he should sign his death warrant. The whole president, if he will come to that part of the nation. And true to word, he did not go. Is that not confusion? So let us pray. Talk to God. Maintain any posture you want to. Talk to God concerning our nation, Nigeria. We all have stakes there, have vested interest there. Lord, spare your people, O God. Spare our land, O God, the nation of our birth. Have mercy upon us. Grant wisdom to our leader to know exactly what to do. We reject bloodshed, reject violence, reject warfare in the name of Jesus Christ. King of glory, we do not know how, but we want peace and we want development. Therefore, Lord, Father, give right counsel to those who are in position of leadership. They will do what is right and proper. There will be peace and harmony in the land. In the name of Jesus. Spare your people, O God. The church in Nigeria will be a triumphant church. Lord, and through that church in Nigeria, many nations have been blessed. Lord, Father, Nigeria is a nation of destiny. Lord, we don't want it to collapse in our hands. Under our watch, Nigeria, O Lord, will prevail against all these shortcomings in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord. Heal our land, O God. Spare your people, O God, in that land, especially, O Lord, our brothers and our sisters. Lord, Father, spare your people, O God. That they will not be giving up, O Lord, to a spirit of violence and bloodshed. In the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Let your enemy be scattered. Arise, O Lord.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for opportunity again to come together this vigil to pray. And Lord, we are lifting our country, Nigeria, and we are using this country as a representative of other nations. And Lord, all the things that we have heard that is taking place, Father, we are asking you, Lord, to help that country so that there will be no civil war. Father, we know what happened the last time when there was civil war. There was bloodshed. There was destruction of lives. Father, we do not want that to happen again. Father, Lord, we ask, O Lord, that you intervene in this all this thing that is going on in Nigeria. We lift up this country before you, O Lord. Father, the president, the wisdom to lead that country. You said we should pray for those that are in authority. Father, we pray for Buhari that is in authority in Nigeria and all the other people that are advising him, all the people in the bench that are there, are ruling governors, that are ruling states, governors. We pray, Lord, that you give them wisdom in leading that country, that there will be no war, there will be no civil war. Father, we ask, O Lord, even as the threat that is coming from London, from England, we ask, O Lord, that you intervene because you rule in the affairs of men. Therefore, we pray, Lord, that You will perfect all that concerning this country because your children are there. We are crying for this country. We are crying that you have mercy upon this country, Amen. That we may live in peace and quietness. Amen. Father, you said we should pray, Lord, that all this evil will not happen while we are still around. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, keep us, Lord, in peace as long as we are here. Lord, that there will be peace in that country. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We ask, oh Lord, that all other countries in Africa or anywhere, Lord, that are undergoing the same trouble, Father, we ask that you have mercy upon these countries. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Amen. I have prayed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm so confident as we have prayed in one accord that God is going to hear our prayer. Amen. Is that not why we pray? Because we have God who answers prayer. We are not praying to a dead God, but God, a true and living God, who answers prayer. Amen. Yes, let us pray for the church of God. The church of God, by that we are not just meaning a group. We are going to pray specifically for our congregation here, but the church of God, both in Nigeria and all over the world. We need a revival at this time. At a time such as this, when there's so much chaos and trouble, we're expecting the greatest revival, the sevenfold anointing. Amen? Yes. God has not forgotten, and we should not forget, because we are the beneficiaries of that latter rain anointing. Amen. So I want our brother to pray that prayer for us, and we'll say amen.
Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank you. We bless and praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, because you have come for this world for a purpose, to build a people and a church. You said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. We thank you, Lord, for the times like this, the history of the church. No wonder you said in the book of Revelation that the church will be at the very lowest ebb, the Laodicean church age, lukewarm. And you even say you will spew it out of your mouth. No wonder there's so much lukewarmness. No wonder there's so much lackadaisical attitude. No wonder the world has mixed into the church, and there's no way you can separate the church from the world. And that's why there's so much problem all over the places. The church is so tolerant of everything, tolerant of gay, tolerant of all these types of lives that are not pleasing to you. Father, we approach you tonight and say, Father, forgive us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive us from the way we have departed from the word of God. We have left your word. We have left your ways. We have gone astray. We are building the church the way we like. We are not doing it according to the pattern. Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father and our God, we call upon you tonight, that you revive us again. Amen. Revive us again. Amen. Come back to your people, Lord. Send forth the word in due season. Lift us up, O Lord. Encourage us, O Lord. Bring back the power to the church. No matter, because, Lord God, we need the time of miracles. We need time as of old. We need the old time religion. We need the time when the world will go for the power and authority. Amen. Father, bring back that time, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let the blind see. Let the lame walk. Amen. Let the dumb speak. Amen. Let the deaf hear. Stretch forth your hand, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let there be lifting up everywhere. Let the heart of man be stirred up within us, O Lord. Let us know the times and the season and your visitation upon your church. Papa, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, Lord God, let there be an awakening in our spirit, man. That, Lord God, you are about to move. Because you said, Lord God, you are coming for a church without spot or wrinkle or blemish. That is a church full of power, a church full of glory. That the glory of the latter shall be greater than that of the former. We have read the glory of the former church so much in power in the book of Acts that there was no time for any sin could stay amongst them. And yet you said the glory of the latter house shall be greater. We can't see anything, Lord. It simply means that we are not there yet. And we look up to you, Lord, to take us there in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you have promised in your word, you said, in the days of your power, your people shall be willing. A willing heart, a hungry heart, a desirable heart, that a thirsty heart, longing and crying for you, O Lord. Share it within us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let brothers call upon brothers. Let sisters call upon sisters. Let us call each other and steer each other to righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father and our God, we look up to you. We cannot do it alone. But you said, Lord God, in the days of your power, your people shall be willing. We are looking out for that day. We are looking out for the steering. We are looking out for the movement of the wind upon the mulberry trees so that I can move according to your spirit. Father, we are watching. We are waiting. We are looking. Pour out your spirit upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, Lord God, in the latter day, you are going to pour your spirit upon all flesh. He said, the glory of the Lord shall fill the whole earth. Where are those promises, O Lord? Where is the hunger in the church? Where is the thirst in the church? Who are the men waiting upon the pastors and crying and calling out to you? Revive us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bring back those times, Lord God. Those times, Lord God, when we are hungry and thirsty for the things of the kingdom, for the things of God. Bring them back in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, we pray, O Lord, for the church of God all over the world that are facing persecution at this time. Our Father and our God, we pray that you strengthen them. Wherever the church of God in Syria, in Iraq, in Iran, in Afghanistan, in India, in Pakistan, in all those places, Lord God, where their heads are bruised. And your people are crying and wailing out and calling upon you. Where churches are being bombed every day. In northern Nigeria, we call out to you, O Lord. Strengthen your people, Lord. Help your people, Lord. Strengthen their heart, O Lord. Let them not see this present affliction and problems, but continue to see the glory. Because we said, Lord God, there's nothing we can compare to the eternal weight of glory that is waiting for us. I pray, Lord God, that you help them, Lord. I pray that you strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Weaken the hand of the evil one. Weaken the hand of the devil. Weaken the hand of the persecutors. Weaken the hand of the evil one. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help your people, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, our eyes upon you, O Lord. Help your people. Lift them up. Encourage them. Strengthen their hearts. Embolden them, Lord. May they not deny Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May they not deny Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May they not deny Christ. In the name of Jesus. I pray, my Father, my God, concerning the church of God in America. We pray, Lord God, bring us back to the way. Amen. Bring us back to the way. The church has gone astray. No wonder there's nothing happening. No wonder there's no power in the church anymore. The whole world is waiting for America. Looking up for that into that or to that eagle nation. Our Father and our God, bring back the leadership. In the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen your church again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be prophets of God to rise up in this nation. In the name of Jesus. People that have the door, say the Lord. People that have the light, the evening light with them. Bring them back in the name of Jesus Christ. Father and our God, we pray, O Lord, that Lord, even as we are looking up to you, pour out your spirit, Lord. As you did in Azusa, a few people gathered, and lo and behold, when you came inside, there was fire. When you came inside, then power came. You don't need too many people. You only need willing hearts. Make us willing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Make us ready. In the name of Jesus Christ. Make us dedicated. In the name of Jesus Christ. Make us consecrated over to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, do it, O Lord. Thank you, our Father. We know you are going to do it. For the Spirit of the Lord will cause it and bring it to pass. Thank you, our Lord. For we pray and we receive them all. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are zeroing down now to GMI Church. No, they are lofty programs. They are very good programs in this church and congregation. Sometimes the attendance is not very encouraging. That the Lord will help us to be more united like the early church. You know that in one accord will be meeting often, strengthening one another. That there be zeal in our heart to fellowship one with another. So we are going to pray individually. Then somebody will round up for us. What do you want God to do for us in this place? Well, one thing, the evangelism wing, that their efforts will be more fruitful in the name of Jesus. That's one prayer request. That the fruit of our labor will be evident. There'll be growth. The Lord will add daily to this church such as should be saved. Amen. Yes. Pastor, I've been preaching so long, teaching a lot about Holy Ghost baptism, the gifts of the Spirit. We need these gifts. That these gifts will be poured out to us. That when we meet together, to be iron strengthening iron, and the name of the Lord be glorified continually in the name of Jesus. So talk to God in your own way. Mean business. We're talking about this, our congregation. It's our primary responsibility here now. What do you want God to do? Pray for the ministers, those that minister the word of God. God will strengthen them to do mighty signs and wonders. And the people, they'll be willing and they give the necessary support financially, fellowship-wise, and living lives that are blameless. Wherein the ministers of the gospel, they'll be happy. They'll see the fruit of their labor and they'll rejoice. God himself will be happy. And there'll be increase. And more people will come into the ark of salvation. So talk to God. Talk to God. Everybody talk to God. Talk to God concerning GMI Church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this church. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful fellowship that we have here. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your servants you have placed in this place. And thus far, O Lord, they have, O Lord, very good programs, O Lord, can expand the kingdom of God. We need cooperation. We need, O Lord, fellowship of one another. We ask, O Lord, that once there is a fellowship, people will be interested, make sacrifices to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, O God, the zeal, O Lord, of the Lord will be in our heart. The evangelism team, O Lord, Father, they'll be very fruitful in their labor and effort. They will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. Those who come in, newcomers, new converts, Lord, they'll be established, they'll be rooted, and built up in you in the name of Jesus Christ until they become unshakable, unmovable, not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Lord, establish us in this place, O God. Lord, the gifts of the Spirit, let them be in manifestation in each gathering in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. King of glory, add to the church daily such as should be saved, O God. Increase us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Quality, quantity, all way round in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for our brethren who are not here tonight. Father, majority of our brethren are not here. Some are at work. Some, for one reason or the other, they wouldn't come. Lord, we ask that you unite their hearts to fear your name the more in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of love and commitment to be upon them, to protect them from every evil. Those who are facing challenges, oh Lord, Father, oh Lord, you grant them respite. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we say it is well with our brethren. In the name of Jesus. Lord, no matter what is confronting them, they shall win. They shall come out victorious. Arise, O Lord, those who are sick, deliver them. Heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, because by your stripes we were healed 2,000 years ago. We stand upon the word of God. Evermore, give us this bread, O Lord. Father, evermore, protect us, O Lord. If not for your mercy, where would we have been, O God? Father, for that great deliverance, once more we thank you. Once more we thank you, O God. Father, how would it have been? Would have all still been money. Lord, we reject money and sorrow in this church in the name of Jesus. We shall not cast our young in the name of Jesus. Father, it is well with the elders, well with the adults, it's well with the young ones, well with the babies, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, faithful God. Various programs, O Lord, have been lined up in this church. We ask, O Lord, to bring forth fruit. Lord, to bring forth results, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever we lay our hand to do as regarding church program, Lord, Father, O Lord, it shall be fruitful. In Jesus' name, Father, baptize the people, as many as have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Quicken them, O God, the flow in the anointing, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Praise the Lord. Our sister will pray for GMI. There are some things we may not have mentioned, but Lord will lay in your heart to pray concerning those issues.
Praise the Lord. Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you once again, Lord Jesus. At this moment, Lord Jesus Christ, we commit the GMI church unto you, Lord. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, all the prayer points, O Lord Jesus Christ, that we have presented before you, Lord, we commit them again, O Lord, unto you, and we pray that, Lord, you do them for us in the name of Jesus. The spirit of unity, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you give unto us in the name of Jesus. Praying, O Lord, in one accord, Lord Jesus Christ, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The spirit, O Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord of witnessing, Lord Jesus Christ, grant unto us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us the zeal, O Lord Jesus Christ, to go out to Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, and tell people about you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Almighty King of Kings, O Lord, that, Lord Jesus Christ, you add unto us, O Lord, every day, O Lord, as you did in those days, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, because you are God, O Lord. You say whatever we ask in thy name that you will do, Lord. Jesus, we are asking in thy name, O Lord, that, Lord, you minister grace unto us in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord. Give us the ability, O Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in thy vineyard, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, for thy spirit, O Lord Jesus Christ, upon us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the 9 gifts, O Lord, of the spirit, O Lord, Father, give unto us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, because, Lord, you will not make us to be blind, O Lord Jesus Christ. Open our eyes, O Lord, to see, O Lord, all those things, O Lord, that you have for us, O Lord. We give glory unto you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for everything, Lord, that we have mentioned and those that we haven't mentioned, oh Lord. You know everything, oh Lord. Do it, oh Lord, according to thy will, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let's stay the short song.
Don't be tired in your words. Don't be tired in your faith. Don't be tired in praying. We don't know when he shall come. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We don't know when he shall come. He may come in the morning. He may come in the noon. He may come in the night. We don't know when he shall come. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We are expecting Jesus. We don't know when he shall come. Praise the Lord.
Now we are going to take specific prayer requests that you have in your heart. We are going to take them. We are going to pray about them. Individual prayer requests. May not just be for yourself. Can be for your spouse, can be for your relation, can be for your families. Remember, we are intercessors. We are called to be intercessors, standing in the gap. And God will hear your prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Anybody have a prayer request? Yeah?
Praise the Lord. I give God all the glory for my son that graduated. This past month, we're praying for a job for him and the direction the Lord would like him to go. So please join us in prayer for him.
What's his name?
Pelu.
So we're going to pray, myself, you're going to pray for Pelu in particular and thank God for all the graduates. They have not just graduated to come and sit down, but to work.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up to you this son, Father God. Lord, we just thank you that he has had this accomplishment. We thank you for his accomplishment, Lord. We thank you for the taking him into the next phase of life, God. I thank you for being with him in this next phase in life, God, just as you always have been since he was first born, God. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, that you're showing towards this young man. God, I thank you for just providing all his needs, God, whether it be academically, physically, all his spiritual needs, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other person? Personal prayer request? No. Okay, you don't know what to pray about? Let me tell you, there are many things to pray about. I'm sure by the time I go through this one, you know you have to pray for people. There are some of you having members of your family, they are not yet saved. Are you happy about it? Only you will go to heaven. Only you will be translated. Are you happy about that? Aha. So, you shouldn't give up on your relation that have not known God. Even those who have known God, are they doing exploits? Are they doing the best that they ought to for the Lord? Concerning personal prayer request. You just listen to these ones. For example, we've read from the scripture that God created for his own pleasure. In what way is God using you? Or in what way have you yielded yourself to be used by God? Knowing that you are here for a purpose. The purpose is to glorify his name. The purpose is not just go to good school, work, become a medical doctor, an engineer. That's not God's purpose. God's purpose ultimately is that you know him, you love him, you serve him, and through you other people will come and you live with him eternally. Are you fulfilling God's purpose in your life? To the best of your ability,
We need to pray to be led by the Spirit of God. Many of us have been baptized by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will not dictate to us. Holy Spirit will guide us. Holy Spirit will lead us. But that's when we cooperate. That's when we allow the Spirit of God to lead us. These are some areas we need to pray about. We need to be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of God. Because if we are sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of God, many wrong will not make many mistakes that some of us do. For the Lord to enlighten our understanding of His word. Have we known the word so much that we don't want to know it anymore? These are areas for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit to rest upon you as an individual. For you to love God more than you love yourself and others. That Jesus Christ become number one in your life. Presently, is this so? For Jesus' leadership, lordship, to be in all that concern you. We say Jesus is Lord. Is He truly Lord in all situations and circumstances in your life? There's a void to be filled. For you to be more available for God's use. Don't you think that is God's desire? Make yourself available. God uses people that are fat. Faithful, available, and teachable. Are you teachable? Are you readily available for God to use? Are you as faithful to God as you ought to be? These are areas we need to pray for. For you to live a blameless life. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, we are told in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation like America, we should live exemplary lives. God expects us to live exemplary lives. Or are we doing that? Are we aiming to live exemplary lives? Or if you are in Rome, become like a Roman, join them. Are we joining them or making a difference for our families, for faithfulness between married couples? Families, homes are breaking up. You know, you say that's what is raining now. That's what is happening now for little reasons. No divorce. It ought not to be. Some of these things, they are occurring in Christian homes, ought not to be. If you know of any trouble home, this time to pray for such homes. For the Lord to save every member of your family. For the fear of God to rule in our homes. So that there will be peace and harmony. Where there is strife, there cannot be peace there. For God's mercy in protecting our relations from danger, from accident, from untimely death and sorrow. Fellow Christians, we need to pray for them. Pray for brothers and sisters whom God laid in your heart to pray. There are some in need. Some need life partners. They have been praying. Why not pray that God will make a way? God will open their doors for them. God wants them fulfilled, wants them established. They are pregnant sisters. Don't you think they require our prayers? And it's by God's intervention that everything will go well on the day of delivery. They put to bed safely. Need to pray. Pray for God to deliver those in danger and other persecution. We have prayed about that. Pray for God's word to spread all over the world without hindrance. Pray for missionaries who risk their lives. Many of us, we are living in our comfort zones. Missionaries, they risk their lives to go to dangerous terrain where the gospel will never be preached. At the risk of dying. They do that. They spread Bibles. How much concerned are we about missions? For church members to live exemplary lives. For Christians to live true to the Lord, no matter what the testings are. For general revival in our lives. For old members to grow in the Lord and become Christ-like. That's God's ultimate, that will become Christ-like. Are you Christ-like yet? I say, oh, it's not possible. In this kind of world. But Jesus said, without holiness, no man can see the Lord. That new members and converts be established in the Lord. We need to have passion to pray for these people. That God's favor will rest upon the entire church. That no weapon formed against members and even the church will succeed in Jesus' name. That everyone stepping into the church will find encouragement. And be lifted on in the spirit and want to remain and serve the Lord with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. For those who are sick and are in hospitals, do we visit them? In the least, do we pray for them?
Aren't there people you know that are sick right now in hospitals? Such people need to be prayed for, not just about me. You're okay, God is protecting you. But what about that brother, that sister, who is having difficulties? For those in distress, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3 says, we should pray for such ones as if we are in distress with them. For the light of the gospel to spread all over the land. For God to save the perishing as we preach the gospel. For God to confirm the word of God with signs and wonders following. For God to be glorified in our land. Is God glorified in America today? Once upon a time, God was glorified. But today, it's only among the few elect. Generator people, they have refused God. They have rejected him. They have refused his word. They have refused prayer in public schools and public places. You can hardly mention Jesus in public places. They feel embarrassed. So, pray for a restoration. Pray that every evil work of the devil will be scattered in our lives and in our church, in our families, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want every one of us to pray now. In fact, when we don't know what to pray, Holy Ghost is there to help us. Isn't that so? So stand up, please. Don't sleep. Stand up and pray. Stand up and pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray in tongues. If we don't know what to pray, but Holy Spirit is here to help us. Holy Spirit will help us. Pray in spirit. Pray in tongues. Pray in unknown tongue. God understands that language. We are praying. We are not speaking to ourselves now. You are addressing God concerning issues. You don't even know how to pray about it. Pray in the spirit. We are going to pray in the spirit. Let me just give you a testimony about a sister who interceded for the brother, and that brother was delivered. This happened in Nigeria. This sister, one evening, God just laid her heart to start praying. Pray about what now? Didn't know, but she was restless. Pray. Okay. She started praying, not knowing exactly what to pray about. Started praying the spirit for hours. In the early morning, she prayed through. The following day, she was told that her own junior brother who wanted to travel abroad from Nigeria, you know, was almost killed. While they were about boarding a boat that would take them to Spain, you know. Each time this brother stepped forward, I want to join. Get back. We don't want to pull like you. They discriminated against me now. Why? You see people entering. Second time, we'll try. You go and join them. They will always spot him out. Get back. We don't want people like you. What have I done? Third time, attempted. What have I done? And they pushed him away. He didn't enter. But it wasn't long after the ship had taken on that, the report came that all of them had perished in the missing. Why? A sister stood in the gap. A brother was praying, and these things happen from time to time. We're praying one late night about this time. What am I even going to pray? I don't even know. But there's that burden to pray. And kept on praying. And when he prayed through, the following day, heard good news that the sister had been delivered safely of a baby. Amen. Who knew what would have happened if he hadn't prayed? So don't take your prayers for granted. Please don't. Talk to God now. Pray in the spirit. Since we don't know even what to pray about, pray in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Bible says we should pray in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourself. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself in the love of God. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray in the spirit. Sondorobushi karaba hurima sekereburiba sandaraba huribush. Le kamandorobush alalaba hurima sekereburiboshi karaba huriba sekereburiboshi kabasa. Le raba hurima sandaraba huakaraba huriba sekereburibuskru. Move around. Don't just stay one spot and don't let sleep take over you. Pray in the spirit. Lekuri men ought always to pray and not faint. Le la 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 bahuri ba sundurubu shika sekara bahuri ma sundurubu kuriba shiribu. La ba kashenderebu ribu ku sundurubu shika barabahuri ma sekiribu kasire. Oh, lobos shenderebu skarabahuri ba shiriba sukarabahuri ba shiriba. Pray, brothers and sisters. Linda Rabahurima Sundurbo, she cassenderebo, Kushiraba Huriba, Soko, Sendaraba Huriba Surbo, Landa Rabahuriba, Sheke, Hapura, Masend, Huriba Sund, Huba Shikuria, Lela Lahuraba Sundurbo, she cassoraba Huaka Surba, Shekereboli, Ledebrahu Surbo, Mandaraba Huribo, Shekereboli, Laraba Huriba, Sekereboribo, she cassoriba Hari, O Lareba Huraba Shinderebo, Kuseke, Sendebo, Shikaraba Huraba Shinaba Suru. Landaraba huriba shenderebu ko sundorobo shikaraba huraba laba hurima senebru. E masandaraba huraba shinaba senkaraba huraba sandoroba shekerebu riba karaba. Laraba hurimanda yareba hurima sunko hilabu amasekuriba huriba. Lebru sundorobo kashiriba de loku senderu shikarabu. O baraba hurima sandorobo shikasorobo kuriba soko shenderebu kushiru. Mundaraba raba sokurobo shikasarabashi. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me. Use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, melt me, mold me, fill me, and use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, melt me, mold me, feed me, and use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, feed me, and use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Let us pray for our sisters who are pregnant, that at the time appointed, like the Hebrew women, they deliver without problem. Let us pray for them. Talk to God concerning them, whether you know them by name or not. All our sisters that are pregnant, they will carry their pregnancy successfully unto the time of delivery, safely, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord, for our sisters who are pregnant. We ask, O Lord, for divine intervention. Lord, we ask that your angels, O Lord, will surround them, strengthen them, O Lord, and keep them in perfect health and peace. Lord, our ears shall hear good tidings. Concern you, Lord, the bringing forth of this one, in the name of Jesus.
As soon as Zion travail, bring forth a child. Even so, these ones, so Lord, they are in pains. Lord, grant them safe delivery in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for brothers and sisters who are indisposed. Some of them are sick at home. Some of them are in hospitals, whether you know them or not. God, answer prayer. There's no distance with God. Wherever they are, that the finger of God will rest upon them to deliver them. Father, we thank you for our brothers and sisters. Many, O Lord, use Brother Bolu Makinde as a point of contact. Lord Jesus, this brother, O Lord, you have healed him already. You have returned him to planet Earth already. Lord, we are looking forward to that day and time where we all rejoice in thanksgiving. Do it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concern him in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all our brethren in distress, those who are at home sick, and those who are, Lord, Father, in hospitals. Deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall not die, but live and declare the words of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, we hallow your name, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you are Lord God who answer prayer. There is nothing too hard for you to do, O God. Thank you, Lord. It is our birthright that we ask for healing for those who are sick in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. There is one of our sisters, Radele's sister-in-law. Her name is Rolly. She's having some medical challenges right now. That God will give her a miracle. Children, healing is children's bread. Rolly, let us pray. Name is Rolly Ejo. Let us pray that she will receive a miracle. Miracle. The days of miracles are not over. God is real. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for our sister, Rolly. We ask, oh God, that your angels, oh Lord, will perform spiritual operation in her life tonight. Lord, I remove every sickness. Purge off every uncleanness internally in her body. Anything that is displeasing to her. Anything you have not planted in that body. We uproot in the name of Jesus Christ. Give her a miracle, O God. Visit her, O God. Father, she's your daughter. Lord, we're asking for divine intervention. My Lord and my God. Where shall the hidden say, where is their God? No. Lord, Father, it's our right. It is her right to be healed. We agree together as a family tonight that she's delivered from every sickness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name. Let us pray for new converts and newcomers in this church in particular. Last two Sundays, we saw a good number of people come to this church. The first set that came, the other one, we didn't see them last Sunday. A new set came, many of them. Let us pray that God will uphold them. That God will protect them. God will nurture them. God will get them grounded and rooted and built up and established in the name of Jesus. That God will answer their heart cry because they have prayer needs. They have prayer requests. That God will meet them at the point of their needs. And they'll be established to the glory of God. That none of these ones that step into this place, they will not be lost. And they will not backslide. In the name of Jesus. Talk to God concerning the newcomers, new converts. Father, we thank you, O Lord. For as many, O Lord, have visited this church, they have come, they have been invited and they have come. Some have given their lives unto you. We pray, Lord, it will not just be a formality. Having made that commitment, they will come back, O God, and worship you. They will come back and serve you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus. Whatever, O Lord, that is hindering them, whatever their challenges, individually, meet them at the point of their needs, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because you are Lord God who answer prayer. Let us pray for Sunday service. This Sunday, there will be a wonderful service. There will be a Holy Ghost service. Pray as you ask, God wants us to ask. What you ask, that God will do for you. If we don't ask, God may not do anything. His principle is ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. To him that knocketh shall be opened. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We look forward to a wonderful and glorious Sunday, O God. We are asking Heavenly Father, Lord, you touch our hearts, O God, that before we come here, O Lord, we'll be bubbling the Spirit. Lord, we'll sparkle, O Lord, fire in the name of Jesus Christ, King of glory, as many people as you have laid in our heart to invite, that they will come in the name of Jesus. They come and have a wonderful, glorious fellowship, and people will be blessed. And thank you, Lord, for your servant. You're going to use that day. Lord, we speak as oracle of God. We minister in power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. There will be salvation, healing, deliverance. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us pray for our youth. Youths, they are the glory of the church. They are really the people, know that are in majority in many, many congregations. Youths, let us pray for our youths. This is a time where people go to drug, sit there, go to tattoo, make evil covenants with forces of darkness that they do not know about. They think it's just fashion, and many of them are lured into these things. Let us pray our youths, our children, our grandchildren. God will preserve them blameless from the evils of the day, from the spirit of pollution that's in the world. Let us pray. They will become like Daniel and make up their mind not to partake of any accosting in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our children that you have given to us, our children and our grandchildren, sometimes even great-grandchildren. Lord, watch over them all. Preserve their life from evil and from destruction, O God. Preserve them from the spirit of the age. Lord, they will excel. They will shine forth for you, O Lord, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Let us pray for our brethren that are lukewarm. Once upon a time, they were very hot. But now, the spirit of the age is taking over. So they are now cold, lukewarm. Once upon a time, they used to witness. But this time around, it doesn't matter. It's now Sunday Christianity. Let us pray that God will touch such brethren. Let us pray that God will revive such brethren. As many as are cold, growing cold. Love of many shall wax cold because of the iniquities happening around. Love of many shall wax cold, but it shall not be so with the overcomers. It shall not be so with the elect of God. We shall make a difference. We shall stand out of the crowd. Heavenly Father, intervene on behalf of our brothers and sisters. Father, who once were very zealous for you, but now are growing cold. Help them, Lord, to come out of their shell. Lord, Father, restore them, O Lord. They come back to their first love. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Father. We magnify your name. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thy holy name. Let us pray for the choristers here. Those, the music ministers here. When people minister, miracles happen. People are attracted to each other because of music ministration, because of the anointing. It's not just a formality. When they wait upon their ministry and the Lord will confirm with signs and wonders, people will cry and weep because there must be genuine and total repentance when people come to the Lord. Yes, the days, these are the days. These are the days of restoration. Restoration anointing. Let us pray for a fresh fire. A fresh fire on the altar among the music minister. All of them. Something good, something wonderful, something mysterious. Something will happen henceforth. As they minister, as they sing, David sang, the spirit of oppression departed from King Saul. As the minister, for we cry out of bondages, out of limitation, out of demonic oppression, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our music ministers. Thank you for every one of them. Thank you, Jesus, for preserving their life. Thank you for keeping watch over them by day and by night. Grant their heart desire, O God. Some of them need admission. Some of them need jobs. Some of them need life partners. Lord, whatever their needs are, settle them, O God. That when they come to your heart, their mind will be at peace, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And they will minister in power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. And people will be lifted up and edified in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Come against the spirit of lukewarmness. We reject it in the name of Jesus. Ask, O Lord, fresh revival anointing. We come down upon everyone in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our children. It's holiday time now. Holiday. Summer holiday. No idle brain devil's workshop. That they occupy themselves meaningfully to do something constructive for the kingdom of God. Oh, let us pray even for the upcoming camp meeting. Let us pray for the various programs of these congregations. As you remember them, just pray. As you remember the program, is it for the spinster, for the singles, meeting for the singles and all that? Pray different groups in the church. The women, the men, that they be valiant, up and doing. Oh, Rabba Shandurbo, Kasharab Huriba Sekiri Bukalaba. Eblo Sando Hoshiribo, Kasala Huriba Soku, Hawuka Suka Shiribo Sekiribo. Lord, revive your work, O God, now amidst. The children, O Lord, preserve them, keep them from every evil. In the name of Jesus, they were strong in you, O Lord. They love you from their youth, O Lord. Father, from 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, they start, O Lord, to serve you in spirit and in truth. Lord, raise up children that will love you. Put you as number one in their lives, O God. Thank you, precious Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Before we round up, is there any word, any revelation, any prayer request?
Yes, I have a prayer request. Please, brethren, I want you to join me in praying for my grandson, the Judah especially. The two of them, actually, Judah and Promise. Judah is, I don't know how many months, maybe 16, 15 months. I want the Lord to allow him, to give him appetite so he can eat and gain weight. He needs to gain weight. He needs to eat and be strong and gain weight. That is my prayer request. His name is Judah. We thank God for his life. God, when he was born, he was dedicated to the Lord. I want to remind the Lord of that day when he was dedicated, that the Lord will revive him. And also promise that he will be strong, he will not be sickly, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Our sister, please, you help us handle this.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this period of crying out to you. Lord, we commit Judah into your hands. Father, according to the name, he has been dedicated unto you, and so he belongs to you. And your word tells us that the children you are giving us, they are for signs and wonders. And so Judah is for sign and wonder. So whatever is killing his appetite, we rebuke now in the name of Jesus. If there be any hidden disease, or even if it has manifested, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, and because by the stripes of Jesus we have been healed, we rebuke such diseases in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All diseases that are killing his appetite, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every demon that may be responsible for this, we command you get out of him and go into wilderness of desolation in the name of Jesus. Right now, we are praying, Lord, that his appetite will return in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will eat, and that food will do good to his body, will be incorporated into his body, and he will grow properly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We will have testimonies concerning this in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up promise to into your hands. We pray, Lord, that your hand will be upon him for good in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that whatever may be causing setback in their growth, Lord, these are obstacles. Because the word says that you wish that we prosper and be in health.
Yeah.
So anything that is contrary to their good health is against your word. And so we rebuke such things now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whether they have manifested or they are still latent, they will not have power over them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, these children shall feed and they will be robust. And they will give their parents joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you have done it, and we will surely give you testimonies for this. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are rounding up now. If you have any prayer requests, please.
Hallelujah. As we are praying for the sick, I want us to remember Sister Dora in prayer also. She has had some challenges healed, that the enemy will not strike her a second time in the name of Jesus. Amen. They'll be going to Nigeria sometime next few days, that the Lord will keep her in perfect health. Hallelujah. Let us pray. The Lord has burdened me in the last few days to pray, to be praying for this congregation, and particularly for the leadership. The destiny, the eternal destiny of everybody that we run into in this congregation is in the hands, so to speak, of the leadership. I want us to pray for the leadership, that they listen to the shepherd, that we listen to the shepherd and do only that which the shepherd commands. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That nothing should be added to it, nothing taken from it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our King, we exalt you. My Lord, we thank you. Oh, our eyes are upon thee, O Lord. Where shall we go but to you, Lord? Unto you, Lord, shall the gathering of thy people be. Father, we give you all the honor, whatever we are, whatever we hope to be, is because you said so. Father, we thank you. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of our tender mercies. Father, Lord, my dear sister Dora, I commend her unto you, Lord, that's able to keep unto the uttermost that which is committed into your care. Father, Lord, that you perfect all that concerns our health. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every seed my Father has not planted in that body, in the name of Jesus, we uproot it. We burn it. In the name of Jesus. Let health begin to emanate from her body, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, that the machination of the devil will not come to pass concerning her, that she shall fulfill her destiny. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, her life will not be cut short. Her destiny will not be cut short. She shall fulfill her days. In the name of Jesus. Everything that she touches, let it prosper, Lord. Father, Lord, whether there have been errors of commission, maybe she has walked here, done this, drank water that she ought not to have drunk, crossed, whatever, Lord. Father, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let her walk and be valiant. Let her strength return to her. In the name of Jesus. Let her strength return to her. In the name of Jesus. Let her do exploits. Let her do exploits to the glory of the King. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we exalt you. To you be all the honor of glory, Lord. Anybody else that has not said anything, that we don't even know, that they are going through health challenges. You said, Lord, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. Oh, you sent your word and healed that disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Lord, I pray for Brother Larry and his wife also. This man, he has helped us tremendously. He's a plumber. There has been no time we had work to do in this building or in our former building. He has not charged us a dime. He's been stricken with heart situations. The Lord put him through major heart surgery. And then suddenly, his wife was struck by a stroke. I want us to pray for him. That the kindness he has shown towards the body of Christ, that it redound towards heaven. Let his almsgiving speak for him in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you. Touch Larry, touch Laura. In the name of Jesus. Wherever they are this moment, Lord, Father, Lord, our prayers know no distance. One time you spoke to a man, asking for help. He said, don't even come to my house, I'm not worthy. He said, speak the word only. Father, we command health and healing to Laura. In the name of Jesus. Health and healing. Let her walk again, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. You've restored part of her body. She's able to move her hand here and there and all that. Father, let her walk again, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch Larry to Lord, to the glory of your name. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Father, Lord, and I commend unto your grace this holy assembly. Your people, Lord, who are called by your name, over whom you have put us as overseers. Father, Lord, Solomon asked, he said, how could he lead such great your people? He prayed for wisdom. Father, we pray for wisdom. That you may help us. Help us. We are helpless without you. We are hopeless. We need you, Lord. Father, show up in the house. Show up in the house. We want to see you. Father, I want to see you in the house. Show up, Lord. That, Lord, you may wipe away our tears. Give us beautiful ashes, O Lord. That the nails here, the enemy, may not say concerning this work, aha, aha, where is your God? Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Blood show up in the house, Lord. Father, you made the promise to us. You said the glory of the latter house may be more than the former. And you said concerning this place. You said concerning this place, we see that great hand doing the harvest work. Father, Lord, fulfill that which you have spoken to us when we started this work. Fulfill, Lord, that which you have spoken to us. We have seen your hand. You have given us a building that looks like impossible. You have done it, Lord. Help us. Except you go before us, we can go, Lord, Moses said. And here we are again, Lord, in this house. I pray you show up. Lord, my dears, are you show up in the house? In the name of Jesus. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Father, Lord, when you're in the house, it's all packed. It's all packed. The sick couldn't stay sick. They that couldn't die, stay dead. A man that was crippled, they had to break the roof down. I look forward to that day, Lord. It didn't need any advertisement. It didn't need, we didn't, there was no TV necessary. Even the persecutors, the Caesars of those days,
He said he had looked to see that Jesus would do a miracle for the heart of him. We have heard what you did in time past. Bring to pass again that you have spoken by your word in the name of Jesus. That may boldly say that the Lord is our helper. Lift up every feeble knee, every arm, every weary flesh. Father, Lord, help us. I pray in this house, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. To be all the glory, honor, dominion, majesty from this house. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are rounding up now. Let's, brother, round up for us.
It's not by power. It's not by power. Let's rise up. Oh, by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by my. It's not by my. It's not by power. But by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be remove by my spirit, says the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you for everybody that was here tonight, that came in here. Star Rochelle, I want to pray for you. Because God has something good to do through you to many people, especially in that place where you live. And God has already begun to do that work. And I want to pray that the Lord will give you the grace to be a tremendous witness in that place to reach many, many lives for the Lord in Jesus' name. I want to pray also for your little children, that the Lord will be with them throughout this summer. No evil shall befall them. And also for all the little children that are in this church and in this ministry. For the ones that are here tonight, they say, Tukido kids, we pray for them. And for all the others as well, the grace and the mercy of God be with them in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have brought to our minds to pray about tonight. We know, Lord, that you did not ask us to pray if you were not going to answer the prayer. And as we have laid our burdens and our prayer requests before you tonight, we thank you because we know the answers will be forthcoming in Jesus' name. For the rest of this weekend, until we meet again on Sunday, we commit into your hands. And on Sunday, we pray for our service. We pray for the marriage workshop. And we pray for everything else that we will be doing. Let the name of the Lord be glorified in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, for our youth ministry and all the things we're trying to get going for them this summer. We ask that the wisdom of God and the grace of God and the anointing of God will be upon that ministry to bless and raise up mighty warriors for Jesus among these young ones in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have given us here tonight. We know that the Spirit is willing. For many times our flesh is weak. And you said because of that we ought to pray so that we will not fall into temptation. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. We give you praise and glory, Lord. We thank you for our grandma that was here tonight, that's been here with us. She is an example of faith. Even as Paul said to Timothy, said, the faith that was in your mother and even your grandmother, Lois, and has now, that faith is now resident in you. We thank you that God will continue to increase your strength in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God has answered your prayer concerning your children. Even the one I will pray for tonight, God has already answered it. Concerning your grandchildren and concerning your great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord continue to give you strength. Yes, to see many happy days and years for the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise the name of the Lord for everybody that is here tonight. We thank you for Sister Geneva that is here. She's representing the praise team. And Lord, we have prayed for the praise team here tonight. And we just pray that the anointing of God will be upon them. We use her as a point of contact. Lord, that you will just do something spectacular through that ministry. Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, open their understanding also, that they will know that they are ministers, worship ministers, every time they stand up there. And that through their ministry, Lord, that even souls will be drawn to the Lord in the name of Jesus and bring us such an anointing in the house every time they stand to lead us in worship in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise and glory, Lord, for all of our people. Some of our people are at work tonight that are working night shifts and so forth. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus. Especially those that work in hospitals and various clinics and home care, and they're around sick people all the time and so forth. Father, we just want to cover them with the blood of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus, that the Lord will cover them and they will not have any illness. And all of these illnesses will come near them or upon them or cleave unto them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Lord, I thank you also for my son, Shaney, his birthday today. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God that is upon him. And we pray, Lord, that you will perfect all that concerns him in the mighty name of Jesus. He's going out and he's coming in. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, O Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. And everything that we shall do from this time forth and even forever, our going and our coming in, say, the Lord preserve us from all evil. The Lord preserve our going out and our coming in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all the new people that we've prayed about, some that have visited us within the last few weeks. Lord, whatever the reasons are that may be holding them back, any plans of the enemy to hold them back from coming into the house of the Lord where they can fellowship and receive of the Lord, we come against the works of the devil and we pray that their eyes of their understanding will be enlightened, that may be able to comprehend with the saints what is the goodness of the riches of God. We pray, Lord, that you will enrich them in the knowledge of Christ and bring them into the house of God, that they will be established. Because the Bible says that they that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Let them be planted in the house of the Lord. And the discipleship classes, Lord, we pray that you will help us, energize us to get this thing going. And every plan of the enemy to frustrate our efforts, we come against the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will help us go forward and move forward only. Not to stand still, not to be stagnant, but keep moving and keep doing and occupying even as you have said in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. Blessed be thy name, of Lord Jesus. Thank you for all these little children, even though they are sleeping. The peace of God be upon them. The grace and anointing of God be imparted upon every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Bless everybody that is here tonight, that came out tonight. They could be in their beds. They could be doing anything else. They could be whatever. But they chose to come into the house of the Lord. And Lord, we know it is not in vain. And Lord, let your blessing be upon everybody that came here. Let your blessing be upon Sister Alice. Let your blessing be upon Paul. Your blessing be upon this Etukudo, our kids, Logic, Legend, their mother, Rochelle, my wife, Ebon. Let your blessing be upon Brother Peter, Sister Geneva. Let your blessing be upon Brother John. Let your blessing be on our grandma there. Your blessing be upon Brother Femi and Sister Anita. Lord, let your blessing be upon everybody that is here. And all these seats that are in this place, Lord, everyone that are coming here, he said, if thy fellows that sit before thee, they are men, wonder that. Let them be those that are filled with the anointing of God. And everybody that walks through these doors, in the name of Jesus, let them have an encounter with the Lord every time that they come through these doors, in the mighty name of Jesus. And every prayer that we have prayed tonight, we thank you for them. We give you the praise. And as we're going home, Lord, tonight, we thank you because you have kept us while we were here. The angel of the Lord kept the doors. No evil person came here to do any evil to us while we were here. According to your word, you have been with us. And now we pray that you take us all safely home and give us a restful night. We thank you. We give you all the praise. And give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Let's share the grace as we finish this service tonight. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Love of God, the fellowship of Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Lord bless and keep you. His favor continue to shine upon you.